Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sateria. How can I help you?
One moment.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sateria. How can I assist you today?
I'm sorry. I missed that. What is your name?
My name is Sateria. How can I help you?
Well, the problem is on July 12th, on my bank statement, there's a charge from your company for $5.74, and I have not done business with your company, so I'd like to know what's going on. I'd like to know what's going on.
Okay, what's your zip code so I can pull your charges up today?
81301.
And what's your first and last name, ma'am?
Kathleen Krug.
Kathleen Krug?
K-R-U-G. First name, K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N.
Say your first name for me, ma'am.
K-A. T H L. Are you there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. E E N.
Last name?
K R U G.
And how much a charge was for?
$5.74.
$5.74.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can you verify your address for me today?
950 East 32nd Street, number 206, Durango, Colorado, 81301.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll be right with you.
Excuse me?
I'll be right with you.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
So it looks like on July the 12th, you entered a contest to win a KitchenAid. Paid $5.74 for shipping and handling. And it also enrolled you into a membership fee for the sweepstakes. You'll be enrolled each month until you win your KitchenAid, and you will receive a $100 gift card. That's why they try to bill you the $56.95, and you will be billed that until you cancel the account.
Ma'am, that is not what your advertisement says. It says, you've won a KitchenAid. Da-da-da-da-da. No, entered into getting a KitchenAid, and you're in the sweepstakes, so on and so forth. No, I did not agree to that. And it's misleading, your advertisements are. So, in fact, I've not received anything, and I'd like that reversed, and I don't want to have anything to do with your sweepstakes or whatever it is.
Entered a contest, ma'am. I won't be able to issue that shipping and handling back.
No, it was not a contest.
It was a contest.
Well, the fact of the matter is that I saved all text messages.
It's a contest, ma'am. You're not going to, like, automatically win a KitchenAid out the blue.
Excuse me. I saved all text messages. So, right on there, it states that. So, it's like, oh, really? Well, it's all a farce and misleading and actually illegal.
It's not illegal when they provide you the terms and the conditions.
Listen. I did not sign up with Electronics New Trend, and I did not sign up for this because it was all farce and misleading.
Okay, do you want to cancel your account today?
Oh, I don't have an account with you, but whatever you've got there before I contact my bank, yeah, this should not have ever happened because it's misleading, and they'll look into it. So if that's what you want, okay, great.
Would you like your cancellation number?
What?
Would you like your cancellation number?
This has gone too far. Sure, and what's the company name again?
It's called a sweepstakes.
I canceled that. You tried to do this a month ago, sweepstakes. And there was a big dispute over what you tried to charge my account. And you've gone on and still trying to charge my account erroneous, lying stuff. I want nothing to do with sweepstakes. So it's called sweepstakes, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And where are you located?
We're located in Alabama.
And I'd like the address so I can write a letter.
We don't have an address.
Your company has no address.
Yeah, the company that billed you doesn't.
Well, the name of the company is Electronics New Trend?
Yes.
So what is their address?
They don't have one. It's a mobile thing.
Oh, it's a mobile criminal thing. Oh, I see. So cancellation number once again, and I'm going to make sure my bank knows all about this because there's already a record of you people trying to do this and what you did to me before because I never signed up to you. So what is the cancellation number that you're trying to say I signed up with?
C as in Charlie, 261-055-517.
Let me go over that once more. C, 261-055-517.
That's correct.
Okay.
Well, thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
Yeah, but you people won't be existing.